Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkins and Andrew Filippone.
All right, you love Jacksonville, the world loves Philly. Were you impressed by either team today?
I actually was. I think I was more impressed by Philly just because you get down two scores. It's a bad weather game. So in essence, there's a, I think naturally you wonder if that's going to limit some of the things you can do in a game. I also think that it's a week, the fans there are excited, but I also think the situation with Peterson coming back kind of complicated things, where Eagles fans are given the opposing coach a standing ovation before the game. So I give Philadelphia credit for staying with the game and keeping their head screwed on straight. And really after the first quarter, dominating the game and winning in more convincing fashion than probably this final score even indicated, Danny.
Okay. So you and I are pretty aligned on this. Definitely not impressed with Jacksonville. Like, the world wants to make them something that they're not. They were super aggressive this offseason. They have a future star at quarterback. They have a competent coach. And compared to most dysfunctional team in the league, they look relevant and competent. And they're in a really bad division. And they might win that division. And they might even win 10 games. But they're still a very flawed team. And they just kept making unbelievably boneheaded mistakes and shooting themselves in the foot and dropping the ball and having no awareness of where the pass rush was coming from.
Like, yeah.
This is a flawed, young, not a lot of experience playing together, not on the same page at times, football team. Like, they're exciting. I would like to, like, if I was a Jaguars fan, I would have hope. You know what I mean? Like, they're a cool watch, but they're not good yet. People want to make them good. Philly is very clearly good because they keep showing that they can win in different ways. Like, they can win with Jalen Hurts having an amazing game, or they can win with him having a really off passing game today. They can win by holding Minnesota to 7 points, or they can win shootouts. They can win games where they come from behind. Like, Jalen Hurts wasn't good throwing the ball today. They just ran it all over the place. You know, like, Philly is proving to be a very diversified, resilient team. So I was impressed with Philly, a lot of because of the factors that you said that I don't need to rehash. But if you look at all of their wins, they're not all the same. And that to me is the sign of a good team, where it's like they could win a high scoring game, a low scoring game, a quarterback led game, a defensive led game. So I am impressed with Philly. Absolutely.
You said that you had the over in the Detroit-Seattle game. So does that mean you enjoyed watching it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I don't want all of NFL games to be like this, but I want one or two games a Sunday to be like this. Where, like, if you have red zone on, as you like, because you're watching the Steelers game and I'm watching the Bears game as like our main game.
Yeah.
Because of our day jobs. But then, like, your second screen is red zone. I like when Hanson.
I can't do that. I end up getting too distracted and I miss. I just end up wanting to watch red zone the entire time. And then I don't focus on the game that I need to watch. Like, I had to basically change my whole watching. because of the ADD situation.
Oh, no, that's
you don't have that problem at all. If I have like six games going at once, I feel like I lose track of what's happening. I don't retain all six. I get nothing.
Nick Costos says it this way, so I'll steal his line. I feel like I plug into the Matrix at noon on Sunday. Like, it's like my peak performance is Bears game, red zone, Twitter. And I am just like, my eyes are just going a million miles a minute.
And do you get the space to do that? Like, Stephanie takes the kids and you're like in your little bunkered area and you're like off the grid by yourself from 11 a.m.
Today was a little complicated.
Okay.
But 9 times out of 10, especially during a Bears game, for sure, yes, it is. It is basically uninterrupted. This is how daddy pays the bills type of time. But I like when there's a game where on red zone, they're like, we got to go back. like at the start of the day, no one cared at all about that game. But by the third quarter, everyone's like, holy shit, Hansen's going back to Seattle, Detroit. Like, I like that there's a Big 12 style NFL game once or twice a week. And the Lions, we'll see how it goes next week against New England, because New England's an under team and Detroit's an over team. So we'll see, like, styles making fights, if that'll be high scoring. But yeah, I love that. I want, especially with bad teams, because like I want a reason to care about those teams. And so yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think the same thing in terms, or as far as like, if that were the Rams and Chiefs like a few years ago, it gets dubbed like game of the century. But because we just assume these two teams suck, it's like, oh, it was bad defense, and like no one gets credit. Do you know what I mean?
It's entertaining. And,
right.
And Amon-Ra Brown was out, right? And DeAndre Swift.
Well, that's actually the one football point that actually I think you can take moving forward that would be concerning for the Lions is like, you scored enough points to win with your stars out, and you gave up a 50-burger to fucking Geno Smith and Rashad Penny. I mean, this whole Dan Campbell, we're going to be tough to play against, we're going to make you earn everything. Where did that go today with a backup quarterback in your building?
Did you see this stat on Geno Smith? Because I've been thinking about him since he said, you know, that awesome line, they wrote me off, but I didn't write back. The Seahawks put this out. He has a 77.3% completion percentage. He's 102 of 132 pass attempts through his first four games this season. That's the highest completion percentage with a minimum of 125 attempts by a quarterback in his first four games of a season in NFL history. Geno Smith.
I know, dude.
Is completing 77% of his passes in the NFL.
Well, that's why I would take that stat and go to like the league office and say, we need to stop putting in so many rules that favor offensive play, because look at this. How is this guy doing that? But then again, you flip it and it's like Brady hasn't done shit yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's been an under year. This is right. It's like Aaron Judge hitting home runs in a dead ball period. Like, it's more impressive because the rest of the league is struggling offensively. Geno Smith is carving up the NFL, dude. He's carving up the league. Like, what, we have to give him credit at some point. He's carving up the league. He's better than Russell Wilson. It's insane.
You don't actually believe that.
I don't, but through four games, you have to believe it. Would Russ in Seattle be doing what Geno is doing in
Seattle? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then why isn't he better?
Because we just assume that a journeyman quarterback can't have the light bulb go on after he failed spectacularly in New York. That's why.
Okay. But we also agree that if Russ was in the same spot that Geno's in, he wouldn't be doing what Geno's in. That kind of means that he's better.
Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, it's going to become a huge national story, even though they're not going to win anything. But like, Geno Smith is balling this year. Did you watch all of Saints Vikings? Like, did you start your day in London? And should we be allowed to bet these games? Because that game was weird from the beginning.
Well, where did you get the game? Because I got it at 3.5. So I found a winner with the Saints today. But I don't think a lot of people had the same luck. There was a lot of line movement change there because of the Saints injuries with Kamara and Thomas both being inactive.
Yeah, and so some of the contests locked it, you know, 2.5. And then you could get 4.5.
Yeah.
This morning. So
to answer your question, I knew I wanted to watch the Bucks Chiefs game. I knew that I wanted to watch 3 hours of Sunday Night Football. So I did not lock in from 9:30 Eastern time today. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it. I watched it. I watched the second half. I watched the end of the game, but it was not one where I felt like I needed to be there from the very first second. I mean, look, for Minnesota,
these teams stink, dude.
The Vikings are going to tease because you watch Justin Jefferson have a game like he did today. And it gives you hope that they can, you know, win 10 games and maybe do something in the playoffs. But
O'Connell might not know what he's doing, though.
I'm also like saying this through, like I'm stuttering my way through this because I don't know what to fucking say about Minnesota. They're honestly the team that I have like the most devil on one shoulder and angel on the other shoulder in the entire NFL by far. Because I'll watch them 1 week and I'll think, you know what? The watered down NFC, they could win 3 or 4 games in a row against those teams in January. But then I watched Kirk Cousins throw one interception today and I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't know anything. Like,
I think they're going to kick the shit out of the Bears next week. I think that it's just going to destroy the Bears.
Well, that would put them at 3-0 in the division, right?
Yeah.
In division games.
Yeah.
And they're 3-1 right now.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, O'Connell doesn't seem to know what he's doing game management wise. Kirk Cousins will always Kirk Cousins all over himself. Olave looks great.
You said it though. The bar to clear in the NFC isn't very high.
It's not. It's not. But the game was just, it was drunk and dumb and like, and we get another one next week.
Do you have any interest in going over there? Like, does England and doing like the fish and chips and the double decker bus and like going to?
I've been to London 3 times.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Of course it is. What do you mean? Who isn't interested in going to Europe?
Well, I'm saying there's other places in Europe. Would you put London near the top of your list of places to go or cities to see?
No. Like, I enjoyed Italy more. I enjoyed Spain more. But you love history, dude. Have you never been to London?
No.
Oh, my God. Pony. Go to London, like do a Europe trip, fly into London, do 2 days. You've got to go to Churchill's Bunkers. It's the second coolest museum I've ever been to.
And I don't need to like take drugs to fly anymore. I've conquered that phobia.
Good for you. Yeah. What, yeah. Top 5 least favorite flight of my life was flying with you to Vegas.
Okay. How about the Titans and Colts? The zombie Titans team that we kill or write off or bury 6 feet under every week goes to Indy, plays another same thing as last week. They play one great half of football, and then they just try to ride that out until the end. And it worked again, and Henry looked good, went over 100 yards. And their record in division games is insane since like the start of 2020. They don't lose to AFC South teams.
Yeah, well, that helps, I suppose, because the AFC South sucks. And
they're 11-2 against them in the last 3 years.
Well, we've been saying it for weeks, like I think literally since week one. If you want to bet a team to win the South that isn't the Colts, do it now. And it finally happened. It took all of 4 weeks. The Colts are now the third favorite in the AFC South. They stink. They should be ashamed of themselves.
But Reich's teams always get off to rotten starts, man. Even when Luck was there.
But, like, explain what's happening here. Like, I know they were injured, right? Like, we could go through it. The first week against Houston, they had 500 yards of offense and somehow tied the Texans. And today's the first game that Leonard plays.
And gets hurt and leaves.
Right. Pittman had been hurt. but now he's back. Dude, Matt Ryan, I know you keep saying we got to give him more time. He is a statue.
8 fumbles already.
He doesn't move. Like, but that offensive line is supposed to protect him.
Yeah,
like,
I'm more concerned about the line.
Be great. Like, what is going on?
I'm more concerned that, like, even Taylor's numbers are pathetic. But I know, like, he's – if you look up rushing yards, you still see his name on the first, you know, page or the top 10.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no dynamic plays from him.
It's quantity. It's quantity. I don't know. I can't bet the Titans. I think people are giving it to the Jags too early, but the Colts suck. So can we just give away the AFC South automatic berth? Is that
no? I'm also not. And I'm even though I started the year on Jacksonville, I would now bet the Colts probably to win the division. I would actually do that.
Buy low on Indy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you're betting on a corpse of a quarterback. He is a mummy. He doesn't move.
He looked like one last year and won 7 games in Atlanta, and he should have better players around him now.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's a year older and he's more mummified. I don't know.
They're on the hook for him next year with a cap hit of around like $40 million. So good luck moving that one.
Yeah. All right.